Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
I decided to treat myself to a little lunch in the middle of Haworth Park in Santa Rosa over there by Spring Lake. And if you've ever been to Haworth Park, you know there is a very large population of geese there. And and I was just sitting there eating, and there was like at least 30 geese around me just staring at me. And it reminded me, and my throat got dry and I started getting nervous, because back in 2004... was the year I was viciously attacked by a goose.
What?
Have you ever been attacked by an animal? This is what happened. I was at a camp, and I was just walking by a lake, and a goose came out of nowhere, and it, you know, put its wings up, and it started, and its neck went forward, and went.
Yeah.
Geese
like
are,
hisses.
And it bit the inside of my leg, and I couldn't get it off for, I am not kidding, 6 minutes. I was never the same. I do have a permanent scar on my leg from it.
That's sad.
The vicious, vicious goose. I have never, it was an animal I did not expect to be so mean.
No, I don't know if I've ever been attacked by a wild animal before. Mm-hmm. I hope it never happens.
I do too, especially if it's a goose.
Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Have you ever been attacked by a wild animal? If so, what happened?
Amy from Novato says, yes, birds attacked me. They thought my hair was good nesting material.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine
it if, is. It if, is.
I can imagine that would happen, especially right now, because we're all eating outside, trying to social distance, and, you know, some wild critters coming after you.
Get away from me. Chris from Petaluma says, a rattlesnake came after me during a hike. I sprinted away. That's terrifying.
That is the reason why I do not hike.
Right, is that there. The reason?
Well, maybe one of them.
All right. I think I have a problem in my bathroom.
Oh, no.
So I've moved into this apartment. Oh, we've been there since December. And in the bathroom, we've noticed there's like some black and red stuff on the ceiling. And I'm not sure if it's mildew or mold, but every time we try to clean it, it comes back.
That's mold.
And I shower with the door open. I have the fan on. I've tried everything possible to try to get rid of this stuff, and it just keeps coming back. And I want it to stop because it's gross.
Do you remember the first time you saw it? Was it pretty soon when?
Yeah, pretty soon after we moved in.
Yeah.
But it's getting worse.
Yeah.
So it was like a little bit in the corner. I cleaned it, and then like it was just like spreading that's, all over the ceiling.
That's not a good sign.
You think it's mold and not mildew?
I think it's mold, to be completely.
Ew.
I've dealt with mold in apartments and homes before.
Yeah.
That seems very reminiscent of something that I went through.
I'll take a picture. I did put in a maintenance request because I was just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I've tried cleaning it. But we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber in the morning. I've got mold and mildew in my bathroom. What should I do about it?
Kenny from Santa Rosa says you have to identify the source of the mold, seal that leak source, then mitigate the mold by cleaning or replacing the drywall, and if necessary, clean the wood framing to eliminate the spores. Keep the area as dry as possible because mold cannot grow in a dry environment. That doesn't sound good.
That sounds like a lot. I rent, so I can't do any of that.
You won't have to deal with any of that whatsoever.
But it sounds like my bathroom just gets a little too steamy, a little too wet.
Yep.
Janelle from Roanoke Park says TSP, then KILZ, Kills Primer, and paint from what we were told. But you need to get a vent in your bathroom. Also, if you're renting, your landlord needs to fix it. Mold can make you sick.
You do sniffle quite a bit, and it could be a source of it.
Well, I was born doing that.
And Christopher from Petaluma says, that means it's in the drywall. Black mold hides. It's dangerous to breathe in. Straight bleach to clean the surface with a respirator mask and heavy-duty gloves. As a GC, I recommend calling your homeowner's insurance if you're the owner. Amber, you rent. Uh-huh. Yeah, landlord's responsible for putting you up in a hotel while the clean is done.
Oh, wow. All right.
So this sounds like a very serious situation.
All right, so basically what I'm hearing is clean it with bleach, some sort of primer. They're worried that it's in the drywall and there's mold. It's mold is what everyone is saying. I'll post a picture. But I have contacted my landlord, so I guess we'll see what they do from there.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated.
If you have any advice for Amber, we would love to hear from you right now.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
The Billboard Music Awards were last night, and Garth Brooks received such a prestigious award.
The Big Icon Award.
Yeah.
What's the Big Icon Award?
It means he's a dang big icon. I don't know.
He's the man of the night.
So now the country music legend is among a group of 9 artists to receive the award.
But here on Amber and Tanner in the Morning, we don't get things like Icon Awards.
No.
Maybe one day.
If we ever get nominated for an Icon Award, I am concerned for the world. We're hosting our award. We're hosting our own award ceremony because nobody else will ever give us an award. So, spontaneous awards. We have 30 seconds to have an award speech. Would you like your award or to present it first, Amber?
I would like my award first.
Okay. And the award for dealing with stupid stuff Tanner does goes to Amber Henderson.
Oh,
we have a plexiglass in the studio, so we can't really get the award.
All right. I would like to thank everyone in this office who also deals with Tanner's stupid stuff. I am the one who takes the blunt of it all. I would like to thank Tanner for being stupid. Making me feel better about myself on a daily basis. No one could do this job without you, Tanner. And
oh, thank
you. Appreciate everything that you have done for me. But I win. Yeah.
Oh, that brought tears to my eyes.
I win.
That was a great speech.
Okay,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to top that.
You will.
Okay, what's the award?
All right, Tanner. Oh, sorry.
You're doing great.
The award for best at chugging Go-Gurt goes to Tanner Chambers.
Me?
You.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't expect to win this. Wow. Well, first of all, I would like to thank the great company of Go-Gurt for making Go-Gurt not only for kids, but for adults too. You are never too old to achieve your dreams. You are never too old to eat Go-Gurt. I would also like to thank my flannel shirts that have received a beating from missing my face when I'm trying to chug Go-Gurts and they go everywhere. I would like to thank my co-hosts of Amber and Tanner in the Morning, Amber,
Hello.
For watching me
yeah, no problem.
Chug Go-Gurt, whether it's successful or fail.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
We want to know, we want to hear from you, so go ahead and call us 636-1467. Did you have a wedding party or attendance at your wedding? I'm talking about bridesmaids, bridesmaids, groomsmen, things like that. So my fiance have been talking about, our wedding, we're planning a wedding, and we can't really come to an agreement on whether or not we want to have attendance. He doesn't want to have a wedding party. I do. So I'm wondering what everyone else thinks about this. Tanner, what's your opinion? Have you always envisioned of having groomsmen in your future wedding?
I thought so, but just knowing the stress that comes with that, someone might get left out, someone doesn't like the...
Right.
Personally, when that day comes for me, I'm not going to do it.
Nope.
But that's for me. It's different for everybody. Are you worried that some people might get mad or upset?
Yeah, I'm worried about someone getting their feelings hurt, even though I know it's about me and not about other people. But I have so many people that are important in my life that I'd want to be there with me through everything. And that doesn't mean that they still can't because they're not, a bridesmaid or bridesman.
Yeah.
But, it also is, I don't want to ask so much of people that I care about.
It's a lot of responsibility, too.
It's a lot of responsibility, yes. But we want to know your opinion.
So send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the Morning. We actually have a post up there right now.
All right. We got some great comments, especially one from Danielle from Santa Rosa. She said that she did have a wedding party. It has its pros and cons. It's nice to have a crew there to help you with things, but it also gets old hearing all the different opinions and attitudes.
Oh, yeah. Jackie from Pengrove, she commented and said, "We did. We kept it on the small side. It was really nice to have my closest people to help me the day of and supporting us in the newest chapter of our lives."
Oh, that's a sweet Jackie. Then we get a comment from Tammy from Roner Park. She says, "I regret having two of my bridesmaids because they never spoke to me after the wedding."
Really?
She said, "I paid for one girl's dress because she couldn't afford it. I guess you find out who your real friends are when you have a wedding party. I say do what feels right to you, Amber."
There is a lot to consider here.
Yes,
there's
there
a lot
is.
To unbox. What do you think Amber should do?
It's Amber and Tanner. On demand. The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
2 days ago, we posted on our Instagram, and I was eating a Go-Gurt in the Instagram story, and I got all these messages on my personal Instagram of people being like, "Tanner, you are way too old to be eating Go-Gurts. You are way too old for that."
I mean, it's just yogurt, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very convenient. And our mini fridge, Amber and I, we share an office, is filled to the brim with Go-Gurts.
Yeah.
It's a new addiction
I can't
have.
Put anything in there because there's Go-Gurt and Diet Pepsi in there.
Our friend Jackie from Pengrove sent me a message and said, "Tanner, you're an adult. Just eat yogurt the normal way." And I thought, am I doing something wrong here? I sparked an outburst.
Well, tell me what makes Go-Gurt specifically for kids. Like, is it because it fits in a lunchbox or?
Yeah, I think because it fits in a lunchbox, it's a way for kids to eat yogurt because they probably don't want to eat it because it's like almost like a drink in a way. For me, I just love the convenience of it.
and you don't have to get a spoon.
Yeah. And I also love solving the puzzles on the back. It's very fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It brings up the question, because I'm solving these puzzles, I'm at an age where I'm like, hey, this is super easy.
Okay.
Should there be an age cap for eating Go-Gurts? What do you think, Amber?
No.
No?
I'm with
you're
you
with
on
me?
The, yeah.
I love that.
It's just Go-Gurt. Like, it's just yogurt.
Yeah.
Like, and you're using less things. You're saving the world by not using a spoon or more, like, plastic, right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to save the world over here, one
no,
Go-Gurt
you're not.
At a time.
That's not why you're doing it. But leave it to me to, like, say something like that.
I really was nervous talking about this today because I thought you were going to give me a ton of crud about it.
No.
And you just validated me so much. And the rest of the internet validated me because
okay.
I took a poll on my Instagram at TannerChambers_ and asked, should there be an age limit for Go-Gurt? 68% of people that follow me said no.
Yeah. Because it's you do you, Tanner.
I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate the support.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever lost or maybe found an engagement ring or piece of jewelry? Asking this because I'm kind of nervous about losing my engagement ring. I feel like it's too loose. It's so easy
didn't
to take
you,
off.
Didn't you literally just get it resized a week or 2 weeks ago?
I did, and they told me, they suggested I get it smaller than I did, but that day, I guess my fingers were swollen. It was like towards the end of the day, and
I was like, no,
that's too tight. I'm going to hate it. But now I'm like nervous about losing. It's insured. It is insured, but I still don't want to lose it.
Yeah, you even though you have insurance doesn't mean you want to have the experience of needing it to be insured.
But I've heard of stories people losing their jewelry and finding it and things like that.
And we want to hear your story, so give us a call, 636-1-HOP.
This is Emily from Bloomfield. So, like 2 months ago, I was in a very bad car accident,
and the
airbags exploded on me, and it like exploded my ring off my hand.
Really?
And the firefighter spent probably 2 hours shifting through like everything in the road and found my engagement ring diamond.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible!
Yeah.
Goodness gracious!
Yeah. So then I was able to have my ring remade exactly how it was originally.
Wow, that's just another example of how our firefighters here in Sonoma County go above and beyond.
He literally was on his hands and knees shifting through everything. It was an awful accident. Everybody was okay, but
good.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad you're okay.
Yeah, and we're so sorry you went through that experience.
Well, I'm looking at my ring now, and it looks exactly how my husband originally bought it.
Awesome.
So everything was good in that story, too.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
It's getting under my skin just even thinking about it. I went home yesterday after work. I walked in. Nobody was home, but the Vampire Diaries was playing on my TV, and I got so mad that I didn't even turn it off. I just went to the other room immediately. I can't even be in the same presence as the show The Vampire Diaries.
Why do you hate it so much?
It's like a soap opera, but it's also like a teen drama, okay. And it's just so cheesy and it's corny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it. Anytime I see him being all super serious with that super serious suspense music, I go crazy. I can't. It wrecks me for the rest of the day. That's how much I hate The Vampire Diaries.
Man, okay. I kind of started watching it recently, but I stopped watching it. It was too cringy, so I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But a show that someone couldn't pay me to watch, like any of those dating shows, like The Bachelorette,
yeah,
or Love Island, and stuff like
would
that.
Would Jersey Shore be in there?
No, not really. Watched Jersey Shore and I thought it was funny. But I never got into reality shows until recently. But I know that I'm not alone on that. So what are some shows that someone just couldn't pay you to watch?
Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Dave from Petaluma. It looks like he agrees with you, Amber. He said The Bachelor.
Yes!
He says, God, that show is so fake and annoying.
Dave knows where I'm coming from. Gina from Healdsburg says, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wow. And Chelsea from Santa Rosa says, I hate watching football. However, my husband loves it, and I declare football games as my official phone time.
She just sits on her. I do the same thing, Chelsea.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's the best pumpkin spice item that you can buy?
There's pumpkin spice everything.
Pumpkin spice donuts, pumpkin spice muffins, pumpkin spice coffee. We get it!
We want to celebrate Halloween and fall the best way we can. And, you know, the best way to celebrate is eating pumpkin spice products.
There's pumpkin spice everything.
Everything you can think of.
We are on day 8 of 18 days of pumpkin spice.
Yes.
And honestly, I have no idea what this is. It's apparently a popular thing. I got it at Target. It's called Mochi Ice Cream. Mimo.
Mimo.
To be specific. What is Mochi Ice Cream? I've never had it before.
I don't actually know. What does it say on the box?
They say premium ice cream wrapped in sweet pillowy dough.
Okay.
They honestly just look like dough, but there's ice cream. Are you supposed to lick it?
No, you're supposed to bite into it, I think.
Oh, geez.
So it's like an orange little cup with powdered sugar around it, and it's frozen. So there's pumpkin spice ice cream inside.
I have sensitive teeth, so this is going to be interesting.
All right, let's bite into it.
I hate it.
But you taste it.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
It's gross.
Like texture or flavor?
The texture. I feel like there's uncooked pizza dough and I'm eating ice cream in the middle of it, to be honest.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I taste. But well, okay, what would you rate the pumpkin flavor?
The pumpkin, there's a lot of pumpkin there. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 for pumpkin. What about you?
I'm going to give it... I just licked it. It didn't work. I'm going to give it a 3 for pumpkin flavor.
I'm going to give it one more bite.
All right, for overall...
I really don't like this.
I know, the powdered sugar gets, like, stuck in your throat.
For
overall taste.
Well, based on a reaction, I'm going to give this a 2.
It is stuck on my finger.
I'm going to say 2 out of 5.
All right.
It tastes okay, but it's just weird. Not for me.
We do not recommend...
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. We always appreciate you. I wanted to talk about something a little bit more serious right now. And to be completely honest, I didn't want to talk about this. But here on Amber and Tanner in the morning, we will always be ourselves. We will always share our lives with you. And I feel like I have to talk about this. I didn't expect to really necessarily be in the rumor mill here in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
But I was, because I changed my relationship status on Facebook from in a relationship to single. And lots of people were messaging me, messaging my partner, Lindsay. And I just want to address those rumors, and I just want to be open and honest about it.
Yeah.
Lindsay and I have been together since we were 18 years old, and we're no longer together. And that's okay. It's really hard. This is, honest to God, the toughest thing I have ever experienced in my entire life. I've been through a lot of crud. You listening in the car on the app know that. Amber, you know that. But this is by far the hardest thing I've ever experienced.
Right.
Lindsay still continues to be my friend. We're continuing to be close. But we decided ultimately the best thing for each other in the future was to not be in a relationship together. I've never been through a breakup quite like this before. To everyone listening that has experienced this, I would appreciate any advice to get through this.
Right.
But I would also like to ask everyone to respect Lindsay's privacy.
Yeah.
During this time, when I decided to make that decision, who knew that People Magazine would be calling? I'm just kidding. But it's a tough thing for everybody.
I know. I've seen you go through this. You and Lindsay are both my friends.
Yeah.
You know, when you moved here, I got to know Lindsay as well. And I just want everyone to know this was a mutual decision between Tanner and Lindsay. And, like, nothing went wrong. No one did anything.
Yeah.
And I support both of you. I love you both very much. And, you know, you both are part of my family now, it feels like.
Yeah.
But, again, I just want to add, do respect Tanner and Lindsay's privacy. I know that sometimes you could probably feel like you know them or you know us because you hear us every day. But that being said, you know, Lindsay has a life. She wants to go through what she wants to go through.
Right.
And Tanner as well. But if you do, you know, want to reach out, give Tanner some advice and, you know, just say you're sorry. That's great. But, you know, don't ask people what happened. That's kind of scary. You know?
I really appreciate you saying that, Amber. Just again, I want to emphasize nothing happened. There isn't no controversy. It's something that, you know, Lindsay and I have been talking about for a long time. But we ultimately just decided that we're better off as friends. And
that's that.
I just wanted to get that out of the way, talk about it once, and let's get back to the music.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Have you noticed that maybe you're having problems with communication or technology this week?
Oh, yeah. I think my laptop is just kind of on the fritz, but, you know, it always is.
But specifically this week, like, maybe you've noticed a lot of things are getting worse or you're just having problems talking to people. Well, man your stations because Mercury is in retrograde. Starting this week, Mercury will be in retrograde, and it won't end until November 3rd. So, yes, you heard me correctly. Mercury will be in retrograde until Election Day.
Can I ask a question? And this
yes.
might make me seem very dumb.
No, it won't.
What does that even mean?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Tanner. Now, apparently, retrograde motion is when planets appear to go backwards in their orbit, creating what looks like a loop before returning into their like usual direction. But astrologers believe that Mercury's movement actually impacts our daily lives.
Huh.
So it's said to affect our communication, minds, technology, and even travel.
Weird. So it seems like, according to this, like our whole lives might just feel a little bit off. Am I right?
Yeah, at least until November
3rd. I'm sorry, I'm like learning about all this right now.
Yeah, so we did ask you this on Facebook. How has Mercury in retrograde affected you? So if you want to participate in that, please comment. But I looked at maybe how Mercury in retrograde is going to affect you and I, Tanner.
Ooh,
so
that's what I'm talking about.
This is based on your astrological sign, your horoscope. Tanner, you're Virgo, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Apparently, between now and November 3rd, this says that your ex is watching your tweets very closely. So maybe stay off of Twitter, Tanner. And as soon as you like your mutual friend's pic, probably someone you met through them, your ex is going to text you.
Huh.
But this says just to ignore them right now. They just feel left out and jealous about your budding friendship with their buds.
I'll be careful. What about yours? Because I know you've done some research on your sign.
Okay, I'm an Aquarius, so apparently during Mercury in retrograde, this says that I'm usually on good terms with my exes, so catching up with them isn't unusual. But during Mercury's moonwalk, the convo can get extra flirty real fast. And ooh, there's a warning for me, and says they're looking for a low-key hookup, so don't expect to get back together, which...
Amber, you are engaged!
I know, none of this really applies to me because I'm engaged. But if you want to know how Mercury in retrograde is going to affect you...
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning, right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever just found an animal in your car? What did you do about it? Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP. I have Gabby the neighborhood cat in my neighborhood. Amber, you know a lot about Gabby the neighborhood cat.
I've seen her. She's cute.
I've taken care of Gabby the neighborhood cat on multiple occasions and stuff like that. But something happened that kind of surprised me.
Okay, what happened?
By the way, Amber's phone just fell in the studio. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm listening. I'm there.
Okay, so what happened was yesterday I went to take my masks out of my car. That's where I keep them to wash them or whatever.
Yes.
And Gabby the neighborhood cat just jumped in my car and would not get out. And I was trying to get it. It was a hot day, too. So I was trying to, I went back to my apartment, grabbed treats. I was, like, shaking them. She would not budge.
She wanted you to take her somewhere.
I think so.
Let's go on a trip.
Or, I don't know. It took an hour for Gabby to get out of my car.
Yeah.
And so it buds the question, has an animal ever got into your car? What did you do about it?
We got some great Facebook responses at facebook.com/AmberandTannerInTheMorning. Looks like Kelly from Santa Rosa says... a goat. What? She said when I was a kid, he was on the side of the road. We stopped to try to get him safe and make some calls, opened the back door to get something, and he hopped right in. Posted flyers. He was never claimed, so they kept him. They named him Mr. Jingles.
Oh, look at that. Lori from Hidden Valley Lake says, years ago, my husband was at a bank in Santa Rosa at the ATM, and a cat got into his car. And he drove around the block several times, and the cat just fell asleep, and no one was missing a cat, so he brought it home, and he even put up notices.
Oh, my gosh. All these stories. Don from Runner Park says, yes, bees and other flying insects and spiders. That's what happens to me. When you're out in the country, you get all kinds. And she said that, Tanner, you should adopt that cat.
I should. Gabby, the neighborhood cat, and I were soulmates in another life.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely.
All right. We'd love to hear from you. Has an animal ever been in your car accidentally?
636-1-HOP right now. We have Nancy from Petaluma on the line.
I had just started a new job, and I was getting ready to leave for work, and I opened my car door to put my bags inside, and a stray dog full of porcupine quills jumped in my back seat and laid down. I had to call off because I was like, I have no idea what to do. So I took pictures and I sent it to HR because I'm like, the dog won't get out of my car and I don't know what to do.
Wow.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
Ooh.
What's going to be your costume? You know, Halloween, like most holidays this year, probably going to look a lot different.
Yeah.
People are social distancing. People are staying at home. There's probably not going to be a lot of trick-or-treating. So I'm wondering, are people still planning to dress up? Tanner, do you plan to wear a costume this year for Halloween?
Absolutely. And I am going to wear it to work the Friday before because I know Halloween's on a Saturday. I think it's important to still celebrate Halloween. I think it's important to continue to be festive as much as we can.
Okay, are you going to reveal your costume, or are you going to keep it a secret?
Not right now.
Okay.
It's going to be a little hush-hush.
Sounds like he doesn't know what he's going to be.
I know exactly what I'm going to be. What are you talking
just
about?
Just kidding. See, I believe in still being festive, wearing like a cute like pumpkin t-shirt or something like that, but I don't want to spend money and go all out this year, especially if no one's going to see my costume.
I see.
But I get what you're saying. Still want to celebrate the holiday.
I just want to be a little festive.
Yeah, and that's why I asked this on Facebook. Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. Are you dressing up? What's going to be your costume?
Lizzie from Santa Rosa says, my two-year-old is going to be Einstein, so we are going to be his assistants.
Aww,
that's funny.
That's adorable. Lizzie, you should post pictures when he dresses
up. Please do. We will repost it.
Also, Tammy from Forestville said, this year is the first year that I will not be dressing up for work. sad. Been doing it for years now.
Jackie from Pen Grove commented and said, I don't need to dress up. The world is scary enough.
Oh.
The world is scary.
That's
I'm not going to lie.
That's a good point.
But it's all the more reason to dress up, be festive, and forget about it just for a couple of hours.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever been locked inside somewhere? Where were you? We want to hear your story. 6361-HOP. I went home after the show yesterday, took a nap between Amber and Tanner in the morning and our Inside Froggy 92.9 podcast. By the way, subscribe and review. And I went to, put my backpack over my shoulder, reach for the door. The doorknob just fell completely off and in my hand.
You don't know your own strength, Tanner.
Well, it's not that I'm strong. I can promise you. It is not because of strength. It is because of the weakness of the doorknob.
Okay.
I'm not exactly the kind of fella that you hand a jar to open it, you know? It's not like that. So the doorknob came completely off and I was locked inside my apartment. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but I was panicking being locked inside my apartment. I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? I'm going to be late. But I had my whole apartment to enjoy while being locked inside somewhere.
Right.
So I know someone out there has been locked in a room or an elevator or something like that that has a way worse story than mine.
Well, I've been locked inside of a bathroom before at Cole's dad's house.
Oh, no. See, that is way worse than being locked in an entire apartment.
Well, it's a really old house, and I just, like, turned the doorknob the wrong way. And I was like, help! Because I had my phone with me, but I tried to call both Cole and his dad.
Yeah.
And neither of them answered. So I just start banging on the door. And I was like, help! Get me out of here!
Help me!
They love that story. But yes, I know there's been worse. So we asked you this on Facebook. Facebook.com/AmberTanner.
Danielle from Windsor says, my brother bet me I couldn't fit in a plastic storage box when I was a kid. I did. And then he locked me in it for what felt like an eternity. Oh my gosh.
That's so mean. Boys are cruel.
Yep.
Larissa from Santa Rosa says, I was locked inside an elevator during a power outage. Emergency light didn't come on, didn't have my phone, pulled whatever lever I could find first, which was the fire alarm. So the whole building was evacuated.
Wow.
Hey, do what you can.
Mary from Katati says, I was locked inside a bathroom at my client's home.
Mm.
My patient's father had to come home from work to get me out.
Ooh. That's terrifying.
Where were you locked inside? Give us a call right now.
636-1467.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Past 2 days were Amazon Prime days. I hope you caught some great deals. Maybe you bought one of those Amazon Echoes so you can listen to Froggy 92.9.
Yeah.
In many different ways. But I found a deal. I bought, Tanner, I showed you this, a new doorbell security system on Amazon.
That's super cool.
It's the whole Ring system.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people use those to catch porch pirates. And law enforcement officials are warning people about porch pirates right now, stealing people's Amazon packages. Because they're saying they're going to be busy for the next 2 weeks because everyone's getting what they ordered on Prime.
Oh, I believe it.
During those Prime days. The police are asking you to have your packages delivered to your workplace or to someone who you know is going to be home during the day. They also recommend being there to sign for some of these packages.
Ah, okay.
Instead of
leaving it just right on your front door?
Yeah, because they're on the move. And Tanner, I know that you're a victim of porch piracy.
It happened to me.
So what happened?
I bought someone that I used to be with a pair of shoes, and they were delivered to our front door, and I wasn't really paying attention except for I heard a scattering by our front door, and I got up to see what was happening. I saw someone in a hoodie just running away with my package in their hands because I knew it said delivered, and I just went, hey! And they ran away. I figured a pair of Vans wasn't, you know, worth that much of a hassle, and they sent me a free pair, which I thought was really cool.
That is great. Yeah. And you can do that a lot, but have you ever been a victim of porch piracy? Did you get revenge on them? If so, we want to know what happened.
Give us a call right now, 6361-HOP. We have Tessa from Sebastopol on the line.
Tessa, what happened?
I had a guitar shipped to my house, and before I could even get to the door, somebody was up on my porch and had stolen it. So I got another box in the shape of a guitar box, and I filled it with rocks, and I stuck it on the porch.
Wow.
And somebody had come up and tried to move it, but it was heavy, so they couldn't get it completely off and away with it like it would have been just a regular guitar. And after that, the Forge Siren stopped.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What is a food item that is impossible for you to give up? Amber, I was doing really well not eating Crunchwrap Supremes from Taco Bell. I was by myself going to Best Buy to get some stuff, and I saw that little bell in my rearview mirror. I turned around and I had to get a Crunchwrap Supreme. I have a Crunchwrap Supreme addiction.
Really?
It's a problem. I didn't even think. I immediately pulled a U-turn and went. I just can't resist.
I worry about you.
I do too, because not only is my cholesterol in danger, but my health is in danger. Because I've been trying. I've been doing really well. Haven't ate Taco Bell in literally 2 weeks, which is a big thing for
me
personally.
That's a big deal for you.
But I couldn't resist. I lost all control.
You remind me of our friend Eloy, who's obsessed with Shake Shack, which we don't even have one in Sonoma County. You have to drive to, like, San Francisco. So I worry that that would happen to you. Like, if all the Taco Bells in Sonoma County were to close, you would drive to San Francisco weekly to get a Crunchwrap Supreme.
At least once a week. Once, maybe twice a week. Is there any type of food that is impossible for you to give up?
I would say tater tots. I don't even... Why is that so funny?
You were so on it. This was in the tater tots immediately.
I was ready for it. I don't even eat tater tots that much, but like if tater tots were to disappear, I'd be upset.
Your world would crash down if tater tots no longer existed. We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What is a food item you just can't give up?
Jackie from Pengrove says, cheese!
I'm right there with you. I didn't appreciate cheese until I moved to Sonoma County and tried all these fancy cheeses. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Mike from Murder Park said ice cream.
Roger from Healdsburg says chips.
Mm.
I love chips.
I could probably give up chips, but not Crunchwrap Supremes.
There's a chip in it, kind of, though.
Kinda, yeah.
Ish.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.